Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A majority of barley grown in the U.S. is being grown for malt, and National Barley Association President Chris Engelstad cites the fact that barley prices are dependent on the malt and brewing industry.
I think the trend is beer sales are dipping a little bit, you know, I think there's still steady consumption of beer. I don't think it's a drastic change. So I know there's, and then we're becoming better growers of barley. So our yields have kind of stabilized and quality stabilized. So they need a quality, consistent product. So that's the biggest thing is they don't have as many acres growing, but I think our acceptance rates into their malting programs are a lot higher than they ever used to be.
Engelstad points out that U.S. barley growers also grow some barley for feed, with the pet food industry the biggest growing market for the commodity.
Take the same barley for the most part. We do the same, not pretty much the same practices growing it. It just goes a little bit different avenue, and they might grind it and go into your like your pellets for like the dog food does that.
And here are a few other barley facts for you. A majority of barley produced in the United States is dryland. It is planted at the end of April or beginning of May and is combined at the end of July or early August. Most of the barley grown in the U.S. is grown in the north central and northwestern regions. And last year, Idaho was a leading U.S. state in terms of barley production, producing 59.94 million bushels of barley.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.